This is Beyond. That's right, Beyond. From hopefully some of your favorite movies and from Leon and the Peoples. And you're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show. So am I.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. Psy Fox here. Thank you for tuning back in to the show. It's Wednesday. I know you could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to hang out with your girl. And for that, I thank you. Now, today's special guest is Miss Arnita Johnson. Arnita is the founder and chief executive of AMB Credit Consultant, and she's gonna come on here and share with you how to get your credit. Yeah, I said credit. How to get your credit back to good standing. If you're tired of getting loans with high interest, if you're tired of being denied for credit for a house or an apartment, credit cards, to get your boobs done, to get them teeth fixed, if you're tired, then this show is for you. Arnita's going to share some tips on how to get your credit back right. So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back with Miss Arnita Johnson on the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Smear campaigns, mudslinging, twistings of the truth. Why do politicians resort to such underhanded tactics? Do they think it really helps their campaign? They're ugly, uncalled for, and deceitful. You want our vote? Then focus on the issues that affect us all. This election season, advocate for a clean election process. Paid for by the Committee for Cleaner Elections.
Guess who's back? It's your girl, Psy Fox, from the Psy Effect Radio Show. And you can catch me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect Radio Show. Gia.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about your business, Arnita. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, tell us, why did you get into the business of helping others restore their credit?
Oh, man. You know, it actually started about myself. My graduation gift from my mother was a 700 credit score. And she was able to do this by adding me on to her credit cards as young as 13 years old. So I accumulated all of her good credit history until I graduated. And of course, I messed it up. You know, she gave me the credit, but she didn't really explain, you know, it to me. So it was like a kid in a candy store. I was able to, you know, purchase anything I want. I had high credit limits. And, you know, eventually, I had about 27 credit cards, and I was working at Party City making $7 an hour, and I couldn't afford it.
Right.
Those minimum payments really started to add up. And so I started to just let my credit go bad, and lady told me one day, oh, don't worry, you know, in 7 years, all that stuff is going to come off, and, you know, you're going to be able to have good credit again. But a lot of things happened within those 7 years. I ended up having a daughter. I moved out. Wasn't able to purchase a vehicle, was not able to live in an apartment. One of the biggest tragedies was my friend girl, I was going to get a job with her. And she interviewed me and said, hey, you know, this job is in your pocket. You're good to go, paying $60,000 a year plus bonus. And did not pass the credit check.
Oh, man.
So that was my aha moment. And I went on to repair my own credit and just realized how difficult it was and how much people did not know. I didn't know these things. And, you know, it's hidden in plain sight. But if you do not know the laws, then you don't have any.
Right.
So I just took it upon myself to educate people. And out of nowhere, it turned into this.
Now, you created Luxurious Credit. I love the name. I love the name. How long have you guys been in business?
I have been in business for 9 years. My actual company is AMB Credit Consultant, and the blog is Luxurious Credit.
Got
and
it.
That blog was just an avenue to teach people about credit in a really fun, engaging way. So luxurious to me just meant, you know, being able to purchase whatever I wanted when I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have anything to do with, you know, luxury vehicles or a luxury home. For me, the luxury is just being approved. The luxury of being able to sleep good at night because I'm not worried about my bills. You know, the luxury of being able to survive off of my credit in the event, you know, my finances fail. So it was really more like a lifestyle change. And I wanted everyone that I could reach to experience that, but also make it relatable as well.
You mentioned earlier that you were kind of green about how credit worked, you know, when your mom hooked you up with that good credit, that 700 something score.
Absolutely.
Explain to some of the newbies that are listening that have no idea how credit works.
Okay. Credit is a game, unfortunately, mm-hmm. and you must learn how to play it. One of the biggest things is the Fair Credit Reporting Act, the FCRA, is a law that is protected for us consumers that our credit report must be 100%. Accurate, verifiable,
mm-hmm.
and reporting timely. If not, that information must be corrected or removed. That is the law. Over 200 million people in this country are suffering from bad credit.
Wow.
79% of credit reports contain errors. And 25% of those very same errors may cause one to be denied credit. So what does that really mean? It means that a lot of us are going around with bad credit, not because of our bad habits, but because of the inaccurate reporting that is on our credit report. So that is why it is important to check your credit report for inaccuracy. Not just to say, hey, I am repairing my credit. I think that's one of the biggest things is everyone wants to say, hey, it's credit repair, it's credit repair. If you are correcting errors that are on your credit report,
mm-hmm.
that's not repairing it. That's correcting the errors.
Mm-hmm.
That is challenging, hey, this is not correct. It needs to be removed. And that is what I try to educate people on as far as, you know, being sure that you are managing your credit cards, making sure that you're keeping your credit card usage down, meaning just because you have a $3,000 credit limit doesn't mean that each month you have to carry a balance of $2,500.
Right.
Your credit is your name. So just educating people on how to manage that credit is what it is about, and sharing your credit as an authorized user. A lot of times people do not understand the leverage that we have when we have good credit, especially using credit cards that will allow you to get cash back. So here's a great tool that I use myself to make money off of my credit. I typically only use credit cards that have huge cash back bonuses. So what I would do is make a purchase on my credit card, pay it down before that balance is reported to the credit bureaus,
mm-hmm.
and Discover or Capital One, those are the two that I use majority of the time, they match that cashback reward bonuses. So I'm making money by using money. And I'm not being charged on the interest because I'm paying down before the interest occurs.
So how does that work? How do they match back the cash back?
It's like a cashback reward system. So they say, for example, for every $100 you spend, we'll give you $5
okay.
or $10.
Okay.
So you use your credit card, and let's say you charge $200. Then you're going to get a cashback reward of $20.
Mm.
So you just continue to let that money accumulate. And then when you would like to use it, you have that excess money.
Okay.
So that's how you use the cash. Another thing I like to tell people, especially when you have student loans or any loan that you're paying on in particular, we're going to use student loans, for example, because everyone has them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm suffering
mm-hmm.
from them.
We are too.
If you really, I'm telling you, it's, oh my gosh, that's a whole nother story. But I can tell you, the best way to tackle your student loan is to also pay the monthly interest on top of your monthly payment. That is the only way that you are going to pay down that student loan. Paying the minimum payment is not going to do it. I'm going to use myself for an example. 8 years ago, I took out a student loan for $923.
Okay.
I paid that student loan off last week for $1,700 because of the accruing principal.
Wow.
I multiplied 8 years worth of the monthly interest, and it came up to $2,200. So I paid $2,200 worth of interest on a $923 loan.
That's rape.
So it is. It really is. And it's just important that we remember that the credit bureaus, they make money off of selling our data and reporting our data. Mm-hmm. That's how they make money. So the more inaccurate our credit reports, the more damaged our credit reports, the more money the credit bureaus are going to make. Well, how? Because they know that they can sell our data for more information, for a higher price, because the lender is going to turn around and charge us higher interest rates, higher APRs, collateral. People with good credit, the credit bureaus don't make, does not make that much money off of them, because the interest rates are going to be lower. We're going to pay the balance off a lot higher. I mean, we're going to pay the balance off a lot faster. Most people with higher credit scores are more educated and aware of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that they're not going to want anything higher than 4%,
right,
or higher than 5%. Or they're going to transfer their balances to another credit card if that interest rate is too high. This is why it is so important. We are turning into a cashless society.
Right.
Where credit is dominating everything. You have to have a credit card to rent a car.
Yeah.
You have to have a credit card to do this or a credit card to do that. Everything is data. So if that is something that is so important, why do we lack so much knowledge about it? Or why does pulling our credit reports fear us? One of the biggest things I always ask people, you know, if you are attempting to repair your credit but cannot even name the three major credit bureaus or read the credit report, how in the world are you going to correct it?
Right. You're right.
If you do not know the laws, what are you going to dispute?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to dispute it? So not only do I have a service that caters to people that, you know, want us to repair their credit, I also educate people via social media how to repair their credit themselves. My thing is, it doesn't matter to me who repairs your credit, as long as it's being repaired correctly and you're being educated on it. To where if anyone tells you, hey, medical bills doesn't hurt your credit, you can step up and say, oh, yes, it does, and here's why. So my biggest thing is promoting credit awareness and being an advocate for the correction of accurate credit reports.
Yeah, I see you on Instagram all the time providing tips and also sharing the praise reports of people, of the clients that you've helped, you know, in the past and currently. And it's like, wow, it's so cool to see people able to achieve their goals and they're excited about their credit. But what happens after you've obtained good credit for them? How do they keep that going? What's the process of that?
That's a great question. And one thing I can tell you is it is so inspiring when you have a client that is able to leave your program. And if I post something on my page and someone asks a credit question, I am always blown away that how a client or a previous client or a current client can go in and answer that question.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we are able to do this because we educate them during the program. So it's like rehabilitation because mm-hmm. a lot of times with bad credit, what happens? Bad finances. You stop paying everything. You know, you just basically flying by the night and you're just letting stuff just add on and just add on,
right.
You know, to your credit report and you're not thinking anything of it. But while you are in the program, we are educating you. So once you leave the program, you will be equipped with the essential tools to not only be able to maintain your credit, but to also educate a family or a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what happens when our clients leave our program. Only 6% of the clients who leave our program may have to return. And when they do, it's due to divorce and illness, you know, a loss of a job.
Yeah.
But rarely is it from someone who just obtained great credit, screwed it up, and think we're musicians and that we're going to miraculously, you know, repair it again. We're very realistic. One thing about our program is we feel like, you know, we're honored to be a part of our clients' credit journeys or anyone who crosses our path who are in need of credit assistance. But the biggest thing is we want to repair your credit so that you can refer a family and friend in need.
Right.
And we want to be a part of our client's life. You're giving us your life. You're giving us your social security number, your date of birth. You're giving us everything
right,
about
girl.
You. So why can we not build and establish a beautiful relationship with our client?
And that brings me to my next question, because we're giving all of our information to people in these companies, and how can we know for sure that they are legitimate?
As far as other legitimate companies, credit repair is a very tainted industry, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I always tell people is to go by your gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Go by your intuition. Go by your instincts. If something isn't right, then it's not right majority of the time.
Yeah.
By law, the credit bureaus have 30 to 45 days to investigate your disputes. So if anyone come out and say that they can repair your credit within 30 days, that's an automatic red flag, because by law, the credit bureaus have 30 to 45 days to investigate it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you want to be aware of is one great thing about this industry is everything is word of mouth. So ask someone, have you heard of this person? Do you use them? Look them up in Google. Kind of be staying clear away from people who don't have websites, or if they have, you know, Gmail or, you know, personal email addresses as corporate
yeah.
email addresses, meaning their business name at Yahoo or their business name at, you know, Gmail.
Right.
One of the biggest things is you can't really trust the Better Business Bureau anymore, because you can pay the Better Business Bureau for a rating.
Mm, mm, mm.
So at this point, you really have to get on the phone with them and see how much they know. Because if you get on the phone with these people, if you're meeting them, they should be able to tell you what they're going to do from top to bottom, cross all the T's, dot all the dots, dot all the I's. By the time you leave out there, you should be refreshed and confident that they're going to do what they're going to do.
Right.
Another thing for us is we do not have a sales department. We do not have a sales team. I do not call sales. I cannot sell you anything. Anyone who enrolls into our program is because they chose to and they were confident enough to know that we would help.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not sell my service. I feel like something as credit correction or credit rehabilitation is something that doesn't have to be sold because you need it.
I agree.
So if you trust that I can help you, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. Another thing, you know, for me is, and I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse, who knows, but I have always been a very conscious person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cannot, my conscience gets heavy. I can't do someone wrong.
Right.
I can't, I'm just really big on it coming back on me.
Yeah.
I'm really big on treating people how I want to be treated. And, you know, most of all this, credit has changed my life. I've been on government assistance. I've been on Section 8. I've been on food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on Medicaid. I've had my utilities turned off. All of it. I've been there. I have done that. So for me, I do not want to go back from where I came from.
Right.
And I want others to experience that same thing. The power of having good credit, I wouldn't be able to have my dream home. I wouldn't even be able to have my children if it wasn't for having good credit. I suffered infertility issues years ago.
Yeah.
So the only way that I can have children is by the help of a doctor. Well, that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if I can put it on my credit, here I am.
Right.
So credit is powerful, and I'm very passionate about it. You know, I learn something new about credit every day. I get excited and I can come back and, you know, tell my social media supporters, hey, this is what I learned today. This is freaking awesome. Check this out. Credit is really my life. And the great thing about it is when I get clients or when I get supporters who are repairing their credit on their own, how great they feel when their credit is increasing. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful movement. And I'm just really blessed to be walking in my light. And it just so happened to be credit.
Wow, you shared some awesome tips and information, and I do appreciate that. I know we cutting in.
Thank you for having me.
I know we cutting in close, but one last question. I saw that you hooked Claudia Jordan up, model, radio host. You hooked her up. What is the process of, how long did it take? Because I remember she posted that it took her, her credit score was like 400, and you brought her up to the 700s. What was the time frame between, you know, the 400 and 700? How long did it take you to hook her up and bring her score up?
For her, it took roughly 4 to 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that she was blessed. Typically, my credit was not even as bad as Claudia's, and it took me a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does depend on the severity of that person's credit. And it also depends on how willing you are to reestablish your credit. One thing you have to remember is, you know, as inaccurate derogatory information is being removed from your credit, you have to replace that with positive credit. Lenders want to know, what are you doing now?
Mm-hmm.
And Claudia was really great at re-establishing credit and doing everything that I told her to do.
Okay, awesome. Now, before I let you go, let everyone know how they can connect with you, where they can get the information from in order to start building their credit history and fixing
it. Okay, I want to mention something really, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
In the month of July, we are going to do the Luxurious Credit Challenge. And basically what that is everyone is going to do this big challenge. And my goal for August the 1st is for each of us to together have at least 1,000 items either corrected or removed from our credit report. So this is going to be a really, really huge challenge. And I want everyone to be able to go to my social media outlets, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It is all Luxurious Credit. And if you are interested in utilizing our services, you can always go to our website at ambcredit.com. That is A as in Apple, M as in Mary, B as in Boy, credit.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Anita, for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you all for tuning in tonight to the Sci-Fix Radio Show. And again, I want to thank my guests, Arnita Johnson of AMB Credit Consultants. Don't forget to, guys, go hit her up, go check out her website, go sign up, go get your credit back right so you can start doing the things that you want to do. Travel, buy that dream home, buy that dream car, get whatever you want, because you know what? Like she said, credit is power. It's very important to have good credit. Stop putting credit cards in your kids' name, messing up their credit before they turn 12. Okay? Let's do something different. Let's give our kids good credit. Let's add them on. Like she said, you know, you add them on to your cards once you are establishing good credit. Don't be adding them on to your cards and your credit jacked up. So log on to AMB Credit Consultant and get yourself, you know, get yourself right for the new year. you know, you could be having good credit by 2017. That's a good way of looking at it, okay? So don't forget to check me out. You can connect with me on by going to thesideeffectradioshow.com. That's the easy way. If you don't want to go there, you can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Psy. Wait. See, that's why I don't be wanting to go. We're trying to remember all of this. Psy Effect Radio. Yeah. Psy Effect Radio on Twitter and Instagram, right? And you can go to my Facebook, Psy Fox Media. That's the fan page, right? Or, like I said, you can just go to www.thesideeffectradioshow.com and find all of my social medias and click and connect with your girl. And let me know what you thought about the show. If you follow me, I follow back. Give me a shout out. Let me know you're following. Let me know you're listening. And yeah, thank you all for tuning in. And tomorrow, no, not tomorrow. Today is Wednesday, right? On Friday, I don't know what the topic is, but tune in 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time. All right? Until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.